Welcome back. Ron and Nene and the Car Doctor. Thanks for stopping by this hour. You know, it's the small things that give a vehicle longevity. It's the little components that make up the bigger components. And it's concern over the vehicle as systems, the cooling system, the fuel system, and all the other things that underneath that vehicle make it work and make it last and go the distance. And we spend a lot of time talking about individual component failure, but I thought for our next segment we would talk a little bit about individual components and how they can increase the life of the vehicle by just doing some simple maintenance and some basics. And we reached out to our friends at Stanton. We've got Jeff Griffin with us. He is one of the product managers for Stanton. We're glad to welcome him back here to the Car Doctor as we talk about these very specific things. Jeff, welcome, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
You know, it's the little components that make up that bigger component we call a car or a truck, Jeff. And I'm wondering, let's talk about some of these things. You know, for people that maybe have never changed their vehicle's thermostat, there's somebody out there listening and they've got a six-year-old Toyota Camry. You know, why is it important for them to consider changing a thermostat today?
Well, you know, the thermostat, it's really got two important jobs to do. One is to accelerate the warm-up of the engine, and the other is to regulate the engine's operating temperature. And by doing this, the thermostat will help you with your fuel economy, reduces the engine wear, and prevents some emissions. But, you know, this time of year, it also helps improve the cold weather drivability and also provides adequate heater output, you know. So it's really important to do that, and it's pretty simple as far as a change and pretty cost-effective.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. From a perspective of, you know, the marginal thermostat, if somebody's got a vehicle 5-6 years old, do you think that stat's operating at 100% efficiency? Do you think there's a percentage that it's probably off 5%, 10%?
Typically, the thermostats, after a period of time, they will start losing the stroke of the thermostat or the opening position of the stat. So by 5 or 6 years, it's a good time to change it. And obviously, by that time, you're going to be changing your antifreeze, and you need to check your hoses and flush your system. And so when you do that, it's just cheap insurance to change your thermostat for no more than, you know, your typical cost of a stat may be $10 at that point.
Right.
For the standard thermostat. So, yeah, it's cheap insurance. And if it's 6 years, 5 or 6 years old, that's a great time to change it.
I mean, and I don't know that they exist, but even if it's a $40 thermostat, you know, if it's a $40 thermostat for a part, for conversation's sake, and there's some stats out there that are more than $10, but if you're losing 10% efficiency, that's going to translate into fuel economy over the long haul, not to mention engine longevity, right? Because the engine's not going to be running at correct temperature, which affects oil quality.
That's correct. And, you know, so you get the fuel economy. The wear and tear on the engine is reduced. And some of the new stats, you know, there's some that's integrated into a housing, and they're actually electronic thermostats. And they may even, you know, they're obviously going to be more than $10. But to replace them is still a great investment.
Right. It's because it's about maintenance and keeping it running right on the edge. So, you know, the little things that count, and that's sort of my theme this segment. Radiator pressure caps, another cooling system component. And I often think of the radiator caps as, you know, we call it at the shop, we call it the dirty dozen. It's radiator caps, thermostats, gas caps, and there's a bunch of other components there. The things that nobody just seems to respect and think about replacement until they fail. Radiator caps, how long do they last, Jeff?
Well, once again, if you're going to change your cooling system, you're going to change your thermostat, I would recommend changing your radiator cap at the same time. You know, if you got 50,000 miles on your car, it's 5 or 6 years old, you know, for the cost of it, it's just, once again, it's cheap insurance. It keeps the pressure there, keeps your boiling point proper, and keeps your car operating at the optimum temperature.
Right, because it's all about keeping it in that window of correct operating conditions. All right, so if somebody wants to do a little maintenance, if spring ever shows up and they want to get the car ready for summer road trips, which here in the Northeast, as I'm looking outside the studio window and I'm seeing snow coming down, I'm wondering, you know, we're going to do thermostats. We're going to think about radiator caps. We're going to think about coolant, belts, hoses, etc. Gas caps. Everybody seems to hate their gas cap. Do you notice this? If the check engine light comes on, it's the first thing they pick on. The gas cap must have not been put on right. Is there a life expectancy for gas caps? And, you know, I know it can cause a check engine light, but how big of a problem is that?
Well, gas caps over a period of time, the gaskets may become brittle, and they may actually leak some. And if you actually turn on a check engine light, that means you have a significant leak in your fuel system. And what that really causes you, more so than anything else, is you're losing that fuel vapor out, and you can lose up to 20 gallons a year with a leaky gas cap. So that's the price of a cap versus losing 20 gallons of gas is
right. It's simple math. Yeah, it's simple math. You're right. It's a no-brainer. Yeah, exactly. Not to mention, I've got to point out and add that a check engine light on affects the operating strategy of the vehicle because it's in a reduced emissions mode. And that affects performance and longevity, and it can affect fuel economy. And for something as simple as a marginal cap that's turning on a light, so you know, obviously that's a concern.
And the stent caps that we make, we test them to all the OE specifications. Obviously, we make most of the OE fuel caps in the market, and not only do we test them to the pressure and vacuum and leak specifications, but also to the same safety standards.
Right. Well, that's a good point, because there's name brand caps. You can buy a Stant or you can buy a Brand X.
Yep.
And you know, you take that Brand X out of the box and you know, you just feel the weight. You feel the weight of a Stant cap and a Brand X cap, or a Stant thermostat and a Brand X thermostat. And you can feel the weight difference. That's got to mean something. I mean, it's the sheer weight of the component tells you there's got to be more to it, one versus the other, no?
Yeah, that's correct. Like I said, we incorporate all the same safety standards that the OE caps have into our aftermarket stats and into our aftermarket fuel caps as well.
Right. Yeah, well, that's why, you know what, Stant is the leader, and that's why we turn to you guys, because you know, we know you're making OE product, and we figured if it's good enough for the OEs, it's good enough for us. So, Jeff, any place the listeners can go get more information?
Hey, if you need any additional information, go to stant.com. You can go in there and you can click on the parts locator. You can find every product that we make for your particular vehicle by model, or you can plug in the VIN number of your vehicle, and it'll tell you the gas cap, thermostat, radiator cap. That's for that particular application, and there's also some technical advice on there as well.
Cool. Hey, Jeff, real quick, I'm just curious, do you know, how long has Stant been in business?
For over 100 years. Yeah. We've been in business since 1898.
Yeah, that says a lot. That's just amazing. I had read that the other day, and I wasn't sure if it was true or not. That's a heck of a success story. Jeff, I want to thank you for taking the time today. We always enjoy talking to you guys, and we look forward to the next one. You take good care.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back at 855-560-9900. Don't go away.